بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب أني مسني الضر وأنت أرحم الراحمين صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind, Allah is so merciful, Allah is Rahim, He is Kareem, He is Arhamur Rahimeen. He is the most merciful of all those who show mercy. In dunya, a person shows mercy to someone else. He has some pity over him. He has pity for him. And so he bestows his mercy upon him. We put all those people in this world and all the mercies that they show to mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy knows no limits. It is far beyond all the mercies that can ever be shown to any person. He is Arhamur Rahimin, most merciful of all those who show mercy. There's a narration that comes in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The gist of this hadith is, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call one of his bandas, very close to him. And in privacy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him, and I ask him, أَتَعْرِفُ ذَنْبَ كَذَا وَكَذَا. Do you recognize, do you remember a certain sin you committed, certain day, certain night, certain type of guna? Allah will ask him those several sins that he committed in this world, and he will confess, he will admit having committed those sins. نَعَمْ يَا رَبِّي يَا اللَّهِ remember. Obviously, now he is worried that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is questioning him over all those sins that he committed. And there's no escape now. It's the day of Qiyamah. He's standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we mentioned last week, I think, about standing before Allah Rabbul Izzat and having this consciousness. And this will take out ghaflat from our hearts. Nonetheless, this person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he asks him, and this person will confess, then Allah will then respond to him. He says, oh my banda, in the world I concealed these sins from the eyes of the people. Today too I will conceal it from them and I have forgiven you. He is Arhamur Rahimin. No matter what conditions we face, is the loss of a child, a close one. Person loses a child. Many people recently have lost their family ones, their close ones. We turn to Allah and with these words, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, begging Allah for His mercy, and Allah will shower His mercy upon us. Our Shaykh Hazrat Arif Billah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi had mentioned in Tafsir Madhari, in the explanation of Arhamur Rahimeen, it is mentioned, أَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ عَلَيْنَا مِنْ أَنْفُسِنَا عَلَيْنَا. O Allah, more than ourselves showing mercy to our own selves. A person shows mercy to himself. A person shows mercy to his own self. More than the mercies we show upon our own selves, Ya Allah, you are showing mercy to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts us to some grief in this world. A person lost his beloved son. A child loses his parent. Husband lost his wife. Wife lost her husband. There will be that grief. But in lieu of that grief, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His rahmat, Allah gives an in'ami azim. Hazrat Rahmatullahi alayhi wa sallam, uski badle mein Allah ta'ala in'ami azim ata farmati. Allah gives him an in'ami azim. And what is it? When a person goes through this difficulty, but he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he makes sabr, then he gets the ma'iyyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gets the closest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Abbas radiallahu anhumah, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, passed on, when he left this world, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma was his beloved son, and he had many other brothers, many sons Abdul Abbas had. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma is a very famous sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for whom Rasulullah made a special dua, that Allah give him, Allahumma allimhu al-kitab wal-hikmah, Allah give him the knowledge of Quran and Sunnah. So Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma is one of those sahaba who narrated many ahadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So obviously he was feeling sad, lost his beloved father, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many people came and consoled him. They expressed their condolences to him. They came for ta'ziyah. Great ulama came and sat by him and consoled him, comforted him with good kind words. But he says, I was not more comforted than the words of a Bedouin, a villager, a Dihati, an Arabi, a Bedouin from the village coming, simple man. Not a scholar, not an alim. And he came and told Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma, you are so hazin, so grieved. He said, obviously, yes. Of course, the Sahaba's grief was not that they turned away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, never. It was a natural feeling of sadness. He says, don't you know Abbas, your father, is by a far better zat, that is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he's in a far better place. He's with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather than him being with you, or being in this world, he's gone by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he has got Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you on the other hand, you are expressing your sabr. And the reward for sabr will be the ma'iyat of Allah. So when you are making sabr, you also got Allah. On one hand, your father got Allah. On the other hand, you got Allah. What better condolence or comfort could he get? Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu said, I got so much of comfort and strength from these simple words, that my father got Allah and I got Allah by making sabr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts us to tests. Allah says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. Five imtihan we get, five tests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Five papers we are writing. And each paper Allah says, بِشَيْءٍ يَنِي بِقَلِيلٍ, a little bit of. Number one, khawf. We have fear. Some enemy, some danger. Or, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخُوفِ وَالْجُوعِ. Sometimes it is hunger. Person has got no job. So he's being tested through hunger. He's experiencing some pains. He's got nothing to feed his family. There's ju'. There's hunger. Sometimes وَنَقْسِمْ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ, loss of wealth. Somebody came and stole his possessions. Whatever little he had, that is gone now. Sometimes وَالْأَنْفُسِ, loss of family members, lives. Child is passed away, son passed away. Parents say, this is my beloved child. I'm missing my son. I cannot do anything without him. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Allah Ta'ala addresses the angels, and Allah says that you have taken away the child of my servant. The angels say, yes Allah. Allah says, you have taken away thamarata fu'adihi, the fruit of his heart. As we say, you took away his liver, his heart. You took away his kalaja. Angels say, yes, Ya Allah. Allah asks the angel, Allah knows of course. He says, how did my banda respond? What did he say? Angels say, Hamidaka wastarja'a. Oh Allah, your banda praised you. And he said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'oon. Verily we all belong to Allah, and to him he will return. Allah says, build for him, ibnu lahu baytan fil jannah. وَسَمُّوهُ بَيْتَ الْحَمْدِ. That build for him an abode, a palace in Jannah, and name that palace بَيْتُ الْحَمْدِ, the house of praise. Wathamarat, sometimes there is loss of fruit, there is drought. Crops were not very good. There was drought. We didn't get, the farmers say, we didn't get that type of produce that we expected. Person puts, has some investments. The returns were not good. Rand dollar exchange, things went down. There's loss of investment and fruit. These are the five examinations Allah says, I will most certainly test you. What does Allah expect from us? وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, to make sabr. And Allah says, and give glad tidings to those who are patient. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتُمْ مُصِيبَةً قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلِهِ رَاجِعُونَ. When any calamity befalls them, they turn to Allah. Child passed away. He says, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلِهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Allama Alusi, a Sayyid Mahmud Baghdadi, rahmatullahi alayhi, in his tafsir, under this verse, he says that no ummah was given these words, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, before the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Innaha min khawasi hadhi al-ummah. This is from the speciality of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To such an extent, he says that no other Nabi was given these words. These words, when any musibat comes, then to say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, no Nabi also was given these words and taught these words before. And he says, if, in his tafsir it is mentioned, that if any person, any Nabi, had to be taught and inspired these words at the time of loss, it would have been Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. Separation from Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. We know the years that went and the grief he experienced and the sorrow that he even lost his sight. What did Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam say? Ya asafa ala Yusuf. These are the words. High afsos mere Yusuf par. Oh, what a loss, what a sorrow, what grief upon my Yusuf. These words, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, were taught to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taught this dua, that when we lose something, we say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. It is mentioned in tafsir kitabs and books of ahadith, that once the candle in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu, oh, the lantern, suddenly went off. It became dark. وَاسْتَرْجَعَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Immediately Nabi Kareem said, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلِهِ رَاجِعُونَ. No matter how minute it may be, loss of that light, then also Rasul said, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلِهِ رَاجِعُونَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. Allah says, upon them is the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah's mercies are upon such people. They are the ones who are guided. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most merciful. That woman who cannot conceive, she has tried every possible and permissible way, but still she cannot conceive a child. She too should not lose hope. Ya arhamar rahimeen, ya arhamar rahimeen, ya arhamar rahimeen. Of course Allah has got wisdom which we cannot fathom and understand. But beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially over our sins. The sins have mounted so much, so much, so much over our shoulders. It has become so heavy that shaitan then begins to incite us and he provokes us and make us feel miserable. And he makes it feel as though it is impossible for our gunas to be forgiven. Think of the hadith I mentioned in the beginning. Allah is so merciful, that he has written on his arsh, إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي سَبَقَتْ عَلَى غَضَبِي. My mercy has superseded my anger. Ya أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Whatever the musibat is, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I mentioned recently, many people have lost their children, young ones and elderly people. And many people, women have become widows and got yatim children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them the comfort, the strength. Allah give them that sabr. For them, they have to keep on reminding themselves that we all belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And us also, that we all have been created by Allah, and we all belong to Allah, and we all will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, in our du'as, especially, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. So many other du'as to be read and names of Allah Ta'ala to be taken. But this is such an easy one. Any person having financial difficulties, he's battling to look for a job, he can't come right, he's doing business, but he's not yielding any profits. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Oh Allah, you are most merciful of all those who show mercy. Ya Allah, we are begging you to show us that mercy, and inshallah, he will see the doors of mercy opening wide. Our Hazrat Rahmatullah used to say, when the floodgates of Allah's mercy open, it knows no bounds, no limits. Then Allah Ta'ala showers his mercy like a torrential rain pouring upon us. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Recite the Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi wa sallam. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 الله
الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا الله همالي غناؤكم معاه فرما همالي خطاؤكم معاه فرما يا الله forgive us every single sin we have committed my Allah give us that himmat and courage to refrain from all those gunas wash and purify our hearts my Allah يا الله همالي دلوكم مصفى مجلى مزكى بنا make our hearts shine again my Allah يا الله protect us from all type of evil my Allah يا الله fulfill all our hajat and needs my Allah Our brothers sitting here, our mothers and sisters at home, they have raised their hands, my Allah. You are well aware of all the parishani we have, the worries, the sorrows, the grief, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, some have lost family members, my Allah. Some have got financial problems, my Allah. Some are suffering depression, Ya Allah. So many are sick and ailing in the hospitals, undergoing operations, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Ash-Shafi, Shifa is in your hands. Give them complete Shifa, my Allah. Allah grant all the marhumin, the deceased, Ya Allah. Grant them Jannatul Firdaus and their family, Sabri Jameel, my Allah. Ya Qadi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi' al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat, Allahumma kashif al-Gham. Mufarrij al-Ham, Mujib da'wat al-Mutarrin, Iza da'uk Rahman al-Dunya wal-Akhira wa Rahimahuma. فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا الله give us good health my Allah give us صحة يا الله give us حلال and طيب روزي my Allah give us good أخلاق my Allah make us display good أخلاق my Allah يا الله make us show the ummah that Islam is a peace loving religion يا الله يا الله we do not preach violence and يا الله and anarchy my Allah Ya Allah, we preach, my Allah, peace and tranquility and love and unity, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulahat, qiya abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Protect them from drugs, my Allah. Protect them from haram, my Allah. Protect them from zina, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many who want to get married, my Allah. Marriageable age, my Allah. Grant them suitable spouses, my Allah. Grant them a blissful marriage, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us mawt in Madina Sharif, Baril Jannatul Baqeem, Allah. Grant us the Shafa'at of Rasul Paak, the Holy Kothur water from His Mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any reckoning. Protect us from Azab of Qabr, Azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those requested du'as, answer all the jais muraz, my Allah. Ya Allah, Hazirin, Ghaibin, Sabki du'a, Qabool, Firmah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما الله grant us اخلاص sincerity and مقبوليه ما الله ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين